Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Brackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
All right, thank you everybody very, very much. And welcome to our third and final hour for this Sunday morning, for this weekend. We're here every Sunday from 8 until 11 to talk about the plants at your place. I've been doing this kind of broadcasting since 1978 and actually working in the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1970 with the Extension Service prior to that, doing a lot of media work there as well. We are here to talk about your plants. The phone lines are full right now, and I will do my very best to get to you very, very quickly. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum, where they have a lot of things going on, joins us right now with his report, sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us. You're going to talk about one beautiful group of begonias, aren't you?
I am. And I think this one's been around for quite a while. It's been around since I've been in horticulture and just kind of comes and goes into favor and disappears again. But this is Dragon Wing series, and it comes in two colors, red and kind of a coral pink. They call it pink. It's got kind of a orangey salmon cast to it to me. But one of these plants can get about 3 feet wide and about 2 feet tall. And I love me some vigorous plants. I like plants I can put in the garden. I know that they're going to hide the pot or the foundation are going to grow and not just sit there. And this is one of my go-to plants at the Arboretum.
How do you use it?
I actually use it several different ways. I actually use it as a bedding plant, put it right in the garden, space them about 2 feet apart, let them grow together, which, you know, just seems to be anathema to some gardeners. I can't put plants that far apart. They'll grow together. Trust me, actually, the front of my house has them, and I spaced them at 3 feet. and I also use them in containers or pots, and you have to use a big pot because this thing has a big root system and needs a little bit of water, but I like to use them in shade where I'd have them patient. Just put them in a large whiskey barrel, that size pot, and they will completely cover it.
And, Jimmy, I have, during the course of a summer, I normally tip prune mine back just to kind of let them branch and keep them compact. They do. They're very vigorous, and they can kind of outgrow everything, can't they?
They can. They're kind of a little bit like kudzu. A little tipping occasion kind of keeps them a little tighter and fuller so they don't fall apart during the fall. And they have huge flower clusters that just kind of pull the plant apart, too.
Yeah, we didn't even mention the flowers other than the color, but they're very large. They look like just kind of, well, a lot of begonias do, but they look like overgrown wax begonias with a slightly different leaf shape and just a lot more vigor. They're just beautiful. But they do need that shade in the afternoon and in the summer. In fact, they really need shade from about 8 o'clock on in the morning. They're beautiful. That's great. And where will we see them at the Arboretum if we come out to see all the other things?
Well, you will see them there at the main entrance. You'll see them up and down to Paseo. You will see them in the late ornamental garden. You'll see them in the Johnson Color Garden.
All right, folks, what he has just said translates into this is Jimmy's hero plant, or he wouldn't be putting it in those most visible of all places. You can always tell a golf course superintendent if he's happy with the grass because it's going to be on his greens. And if he doesn't know the grass, he's not going to put it on the greens. He's going to put it in Jimmy's trial garden somewhere, and that's where you put the stuff you're not sure of. Tell folks about Dale Chihuly and the glass works that are so beautiful.
Well, we have blown glass art all through the garden up to about a 30-foot tower. There's about 13 pieces all over the garden. They're open there 7 days a week. You can see them during the day. If you'd like to come see them at night when they're illuminated on Wednesday nights, we do from 6 to 10 p.m. for a $20 separate ticket. You can come see them lit up at night, or $12 for members. Absolutely gorgeous. To me, they're better to be seen at night. During the day, it's cooler and they look much better.
So you could actually come if you came at 6 or 7. You'd have some daytime photos of the gardens with the glass that are the photos that everybody's seeing, and then you'd have those nighttime photos, and that would be spectacular. I got to bring my new camera out, Jimmy. I'm coming.
Well, come on.
Got to see it. And what little bit of damage was done by the hail to the glass has been repaired. You'll never know anything happened. That's the best news of all. All right. Let's see. Concerts and Chihuly Nights. We've covered Chihuly Nights. The concerts.
Concerts. We've got two coming up this week. It's our last Tuesday night concert, and it's Frontiers, a Journey tribute band. And this Thursday, we have Professor D, which is a variety and disco. And those nights also, you can get to see Chihuly at night and enjoy a concert at the same time. So, two things for the price of one.
All right, super. That is good. All right, how does somebody get tickets to those?
Go to our website, DallasArboretum.org, click on public events and concerts in the garden, and buy them online before you come, because we quite often sell out.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. All right, 8525 Garland Road is the physical address if you want to put it on a GPS system, but Jimmy's going to give you directions.
We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, stay on the road, and we'll be on the left-hand side right past White Rock Lake Dam. Or take Garland Road South Mini Venue and just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, but several asterisks go with that for these other events. DallasArboretum.org is the website. Jimmy, do you know offhand what's coming up on the 4th of July? Not to get into long detail, but you're certainly open, and there will be some special events, I'm sure, won't there?
There will be. We're actually having a concert that day, I do believe, and I do not know who the concert is off the top of my head.
That probably is already on the website at DallasArboretum.org, and so I have now pushed my limit one item past what I should have done. Jimmy, I sure do appreciate you and Steve Huddleston and the work that your teams do for these two beautiful gardens and your faithfulness in being with us. Thank you, my friend.
Come see us, Neil.
I will. Thank you so much. Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. What a year for foundations. What a 15 or 18 months. Think about how things were cracked. You could break, you could lose a leg. If my leg was right here a minute ago and you're in a gigantic crack in the soil a year ago at this time, now things are still moist and foundations are being heaved the other direction. It goes all over the map on this thing. Advanced Foundation Repair knows how to take the angst out of your foundation. Foundations don't fare so well with clays that shrink and contract and then bulge with wet soils. They know how to cope with that. They'll come out and give a free home inspection, and that home inspection will determine if there are foundation problems. If there are, they will show you what they are and where they are. The topographic survey that they take of your home is pretty amazing. It's free, and there are no obligations if you opt to say, nope, I don't think I want to do that. The one thing I will tell you, a couple of things. First of all, the work will be done perfectly because it is guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. I've been advertising for Advanced Foundation Repair since 1995, and people have written to me. They are thrilled with the work that they've had done for them. So that's the first thing I'll mention to you. And then the second thing is, if you don't have a foundation problem, they'll tell you that. And that's integrity, and that's why I like this company. They have worked for me at my home and at my magazine office. I've been really pleased with both results. 214-333-0003. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003 on the web, foundationrepairs.com.
Those numbers to call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. You can call him now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, that reopen is the one we used to use, and we got to get that out of there because it has a number that no longer is being answered. You need to use 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227, and that'll get you right through to us. So there you are. David and Crowley, you are first up this hour, and how can I help you?
Hi, Neil.
Hi there.
I have been learning how to grow crepe myrtles from cuttings. This is my second batch. My first batch didn't do too well, but five out of six of mine are doing real good. I have them wrapped up in a clear bag, and from what I read online, they need to be in the bag for at least 4 weeks. And I'm at 4 weeks right now, and I'm wondering how long after that before I can plant them.
All right. So now are they in individual pots or are they in one community pot?
No, they're in individual pots.
All right. And when you pull on them gently, is there resistance?
I haven't tried that.
That's the way you know if there are roots there. Now, I mean, you don't just hook a chain up to it and start pulling. you pull with your index finger and your thumb very gently, and if it offers slight resistance, then you have roots. If it doesn't move at all, then you have good roots that have developed, and if it comes right out, then you're not ready to do anything. Put it back in the bag. That's how you determine What size cuttings did you take? How large were they in diameter? Are they pencil sized or are they much smaller than that?
I've got two that are about pencil size and four of them that are smaller.
Yeah, surprising to me, even, and I'll be very candid, about 4 or 5 years ago, a grower came to McKinney to get some cuttings from crepe myrtles that we had in the crepe myrtle trails, and in most cases still have. Some have been bulldozed out without our knowing it. But anyway, they came in June, and they took softwood cuttings that were about 2 inches long, and they were just, they didn't exist 3 weeks before they were taken. That was brand new growth. I was amazed that they took such succulent growth. But they also had a missed house. They put them into ice chests with a good bit of moisture, took them immediately back to the nursery in East Texas, and put them in a 100% humidity situation in a greenhouse with fog. And they root very well that way. That's how they do it. I can't do that. I don't have that kind of facility at my greenhouse, but I would take cuttings like you described. Once they're rooted, then I would put them in pots. I'd transplant them into larger pots, and I wouldn't put them out into the ground until they're 18 or 24 inches tall, which could and should happen by this fall, by October. Okay. Now, I would also stake them this fall, David. If you do plant them in the ground, I would stake them around them to keep people from stepping on them, because they're not going to show up very well. They're going to look like sticks that have fallen out of trees or something the first year. They'll be small.
Okay, I appreciate your answer.
All right, thanks for calling very much. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're coming back to Dan, and I can't tell at all where Dan's from. I don't know the city or the state or whatever it is, so we'll get that all straightened out, and that'll help me with my answer too. I want to tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine and the very special offer that we have going on. This is maybe a one-day offer, maybe a one-time offer, I don't know, but it's a good offer, and I hope you'll take advantage of it. It is your chance to get the second subscription at half price. This is a chance to give our magazine to somebody and you say, hey, I just was thinking about you, and I was willing to spend $11.97 on you. You don't have to say the whole thing. You can just say, I was thinking about you and wanted to give you a gift, and that would be a subscription to my magazine. It's normally $23.95 for a one-year subscription. If you would like to buy a subscription and then give one, the second one comes at $11.97. And so the total price is $35.92. If you want to give yourself the gift and just have a two-year subscription at $35.92, I'm okay with that. That's a big savings, because normally it'd be $42.95, so that's more than $7 off the regular price of a two-year subscription. But it also was a way of getting you to think about giving this as a gift. It's a wonderful gift. Our magazine has been published for 26 years. It's a lovely gardening magazine on quality paper. It looks like the big national gardening magazines. I think we may use a little better paper. And every word of ours is written just for the state of Texas. In the case of the national publications, much of what you see you have to throw away mentally, because it's not going to grow in our area. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 per year. The second subscription comes at half that price. Total for 2 years, two subscriptions, $35.92. It's either one two-year subscription for yourself or two one-year subscriptions for yourself and a guest. $35.92 total there. 800-752-GROW, but you have to call before 11 today. Before 11, and I don't know if this will last and be done again or not, so you better call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard. Let Creative Water Gardens help you create your own private oasis. For more information, visit creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
I want to thank the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano on many counts for letting me speak on their behalf for the last 7 years. It has been a joy, and I hope it goes on for 700 more years. With their level of service, maybe I can make part of that time anyway. They are just great. I've been there. I was there. I fell and smacked up my face, and I said, get me to Baylor Plano. Get me there quickly. And they put a towel on my face, and off we went. I fell at my church in the evening one night. And so I've been there. My mother-in-law's been there. Our daughter's life was saved there. Do you think we like Baylor Plano? I think we do, and you will too. It's a wonderful facility. When you go in the front door, it's like a concierge desk. In fact, I think it may say that. And it's like going into a lovely hotel. Well, and that's at the northeast corner of Preston and George Bush Turnpike. And now Baylor McKinney, I have to consciously think, Baylor McKinney, it will open on July 6th, and it is an equally beautiful hospital. I've been through it. My wife is on the board there, so I kind of get a behind-the-scenes tour once in a while, and that's really cool. What a beautiful facility. It will open July 6th. Can you imagine how excited they are? And they have, I forget how many births they already have set up for the month of July scheduled. Ladies scheduling their births to be at that hospital, and they'll do everything. They're just so great. The Baylor healthcare system is just top-notch, and they have meant so much to us. And we've come to know in those 7 years the quality of the work done at Baylor. It really is a special place. The Baylor hospital system, Baylor healthcare system, all across North Texas. And so 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And the number 4, and that will work for all of their facilities to locate a physician who can help you. 1-800-4-BAYLOR.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shapp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time, Serenity.
Are insects destroying your lawn from above and below ground? Well, you can end the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Complete Insect Killer controls surface insects and root feeders. Insects are killed when they come into contact with the product. They're killed when they attempt to eat the plants. It's an exclusive two-way formula, the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from the insects. Long-lasting formula gives up to 90 days of insect protection. It will not wash away with irrigation or rain. You can use this on lawns, ground covers, flowers, trees, and shrubs, and along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects that Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R. Better science, better results, BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Well, that was interesting. All right. Thank you very, very much. You know what? With Neil involved, if that's the worst thing that happens to me this morning, it's a miracle day. Let's go back to our phone lines, and we have Dan in Ola near Canton. Dan, this is Neil. How can I help you this morning?
Yes, sir. We're out in the country, got 100 acres and a lot of big post oak trees on it, and I've noticed one that's not far from my house. It had a dark spot on it, and it's oozing sap. It runs down about a foot and inch or two, a couple of inches wide.
How high off the ground is this, Dan?
Maybe 5 feet.
All right. I would check it very carefully, see if you see some active decay. Usually when you have ooze like that, there's decay either at the surface or right below it. And if it's anything that is being caused by a rotting branch or something farther up or maybe below it,
there's no branches near it.
Maybe there's something that you can do to help that, but that's decay of some sort. Either there's decay internal to that part of the tree. Have you pressed on the wood at all?
No, sir.
You need to do that. I would not start cutting bark off. I'd probably take a handle of a screwdriver or the backside of a spoon, a tablespoon, and just press on it and see if you find some soft spots. If you do, then that bark could be taken off with a utility knife. But I wouldn't do a lot of prowling around. I'm sorry?
I'm pressing with my thumb on it right now, and it's not soft.
Okay. Well, ooze alone doesn't – the ooze is either coming from a bacterial disease of some sort, which is very unlikely, or it's coming from decay that just oozes. That's how trees operate.
Okay.
I've watched it happen many, many times, and so that's all I can tell you without a little more to go on. It's just it has some kind of decay going on inside. As the wood decays, it turns dark, and then it gets wet. It's you've seen what's a good example of something that as it decays, it just turns to mush. That's what's happening. I'll tell you the best example I could ever remember. I had on the 5th of July, I came back to work when I worked for the Extension Service, and I had a mailing tube, and they wanted to know, are these mushrooms edible? Well, no. Not on the 5th of July in a mailing tube, having been harvested about 5 days earlier and put through the U.S. mail system. No, they were mush. They were not pleasant. So
you wouldn't recommend trying to remove any of the bark?
No, not until you're sure there's a real problem. I'm sure that there is something going on there, and without seeing it, I don't want to just have you out there carving away. If you wanted to carve a very narrow slit vertically, whatever problem there is probably a vertical problem up and down. If there's a crack or decay or anything, it's probably running up and down, not left and right so fast.
Yes, sir.
And so you could just cut a little narrow slit if you wanted to. I'd be tempted to. But if it's an important tree, then perhaps if you have any feeling that there's a threat to the tree, then I would get an arborist on site right away, a certified arborist. Let me ask you one other question. When you look up in the tree, do you see any difference in the vigor of the branches on that side of the tree from the other side?
No, it looks about the same.
All right. The reason I ask that is if, and I'll use an extreme example, if you have a lightning strike or any kind of major calamity on one side of a tree, it will telescope down on that side through the wood. And so if you have a lightning strike on the northeast side of an oak tree, the bark on the north sea side is where it's most likely to be blown off. And so it works that way. So I thought maybe there was some decay farther up that just was becoming visible farther down there.
Now, we did have a tree about 8 years ago that was struck maybe 50 foot from that came right down the side of it and popped some bark off of it.
Right, and so you've seen what I was describing.
Yeah, but that one is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, Well, I'm done. Just ooze doesn't get me very far.
It doesn't get you a thing. Okay.
No, it's just like saying, doctor, I'm bleeding. Well, I think I need to see the wound. So anyway, well, good luck with it. I'd get some photos into a certified nursery professional at least.
Okay.
I would get an arborist at best. Those are the best starting points for you.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Dan, very much. Thanks for waiting on me. We'll go to Joyce in Bonham. You know what, Joyce, I've got to get to Jerry on his newscast. And then, folks, I have three of you been waiting very patiently. You will be up in the next segment. There will not be another ad break after this news break until your question is answered. Stay with me, if you will, please. Covington Nursery and Landscape. I want to thank the folks at Covington's from the other night for having me out, hosting a very special event Thursday evening there. Had a wonderful time, and they did a great job of getting everything ready for us and hosting everybody so well. Joe Covington, my friend, was my guest for the whole time and just had a wonderful visit. Well, summer is here, and Covington's has everything you could possibly need for your summer enjoyment, from color to beautiful pottery to gift items in the gift shop. They have all the Texas tough perennials and native and adapted plants, knockout roses, Texas sage, red yucca, palms, desert willows, Texas mountain laurels, lots of ornamental grasses, and a spectacular collection of crepe myrtles. More varieties than you'll find just about anywhere. Go to covingtonnursery.com. There's no S in the middle of it. It's a double N. covingtonnursery.com. www.thegardenplanner.com to see the available stalk list. It's 28 pages long. It's amazing. And the same plant may appear two or three places in the list because they have it arranged by their discounts. They have a half-price house. They have one-third off a lot of the things, or 30%, whatever it is. And so all of that at covingtonnursery.com. Wonderful full-service nursery. This is a good time to talk to them about doing a landscape design for your fall planting before they get busy with the fall landscaping. Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway. That used to be Liberty Grove Road there on the northbound access road, 100 yards north of Highway 66, Lakeview Parkway in Rowlett. 972-475-5888. Open now, open 7 days a week. CovingtonNursery.com. Covington's in Rowlett.
For 90 years, always in touch with what North Texas is talking about. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
When it comes to tree work, I'm really proud to recommend to you Arborological Services, the best it gets. These are the people, 12 certified arborists on staff. They have carefully trained employees, college-degreed employees, certified employees, award-winning employees. Two of their people, Steve Hauser and Russell Peters, have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas, and their tree climbing teams have won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 20 of the 30 times it's been held. Arborological Services. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. For the finest in tree care, tree problem solving, anything, even a consultation and testifying, they can do it. Dallas area number again, 972-442-1524. In Tarrant County, you can reach them at 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts, without any spaces. The Tree Experts. Arborological.com. It's Arborological Services. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and again, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News time now is 10:33. Egypt's Electoral Commission has declared Islamist Mohamed Morsi the winner of last week's presidential runoff. Here's Alex Marquardt.
There were many people who turned out to vote for Mohamed Morsi who were not Muslim Brotherhood supporters, who are not Islamists. They simply voted for him because he was not from the Mubarak regime. They wanted to see the end of the Mubarak regime.
And the announcement of the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate election set off a massive celebration in Cairo's Tahrir Square, where supporters of both candidates have been gathered for the last couple of days. Activists say rebels have captured a military base in northern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 16 government troops were killed, large amounts of ammunition seized in the attacks on the base in the province of Aleppo. Tropical storm warning issued from the Mississippi-Alabama border to the Florida Panhandle. Debbie lashing parts of the Gulf Coast with wind and rain today. National Hurricane Center says the storm's about 170 miles southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Top winds are around 60 miles per hour. WBAP News time now, 10:34.
In Dallas County, watch for a new trouble spot reported I-30 westbound at 1st Avenue. And in Tarrant County in Fort Worth, crews are still working to clear this one at I-35W southbound at Everman Parkway. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Dive into summer savings with the help of 99 Cents Only Stores. Get colorful sand buckets with shovels, toy water guns, and beach balls for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first. With the WBAP DriverSelect.com on-time traffic watch, I'm Ben Martin.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, sunny, a high near 100 today, clear 74 tonight, sunny and 101 tomorrow. We'll do it again on Tuesday. It's sunny, 87 degrees at DFW Airport. 10:34, I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
How would you define your favorite radio station?
The home of talk.
From 25 years of greatness with Rush to the new voice of talk, Ben Ferguson.
The home of news.
With meteorologist Brad Barton, 24-hour on-time traffic and the home of the 24/7 newsroom.
The home of fun.
From Hal Jay and Brian Estridge and their unique and somewhat warped view of the world every morning.
But those are your definitions.
You're at the right place all day, every day.
Something for everyone.
Something for you. News Talk.
820 AM and 96.7 FM.
WBAP.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
All right. Thank you very, very much. And indeed, eGardens goes out this Thursday. So this is the time, the opportune time. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. And down the lower right-hand corner of our homepage, you'll see the sign-up for eGardens. And as I mentioned, you can actually click down right below that and see a current, the latest issue of it, which is now 4 weeks old. And some of the things will appear just a little bit. Golly, they're talking about doing such and such. Well, that was 4 weeks ago, and this is very timely. And we've actually sent a couple of updates to it since then. So it's neilsperry.com, eGardens, free and always will be. We don't spam you. Let me tell you about Dalworth Clean right now. You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've been telling you about Dalworth Clean for 32 years. I've admired them for 32 years. Their commitment is customer satisfaction. Their commitment has always been to do the job better than anybody else and to be polite and on time, and people will invite you back, and they have proven that. It really has worked. Dalworth.com is the website. Right now, pay only $29 per area for five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings or call them at 817 or 214-267-8433. They've won all the awards. They are the very best, and they work on things other than just carpeting, certainly hardwood floors. And also, you might have stained concrete, or you might have natural stone floors or tile. They do all of it. Marble, they do all surfaces. They can help you. Call tomorrow for the special offer, $29 per area, five areas or more, deep down Dalworth cleaned. And also tomorrow, you can go to 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills and see Dalworth Fine Floors. This is a subsidiary part of Dalworth Clean. It is not where they have all of their cleaning services. It's a lovely storefront carpet and tile and hardwood store. But my goodness, when you go in the door, you say, this is extraordinary, and it is. Again, it's at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. The number to call for the carpet cleaning, $29 per area, five or more areas cleaned, is 817 or 214, then 267-8433. Book online at Dalworth.com for extra savings. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Call Neil now, 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
All right, we've got to get those changed, and I thought we had them dumped out of the system. You have to call 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227, and we'll keep purging and keep trying. Let's go to Joyce in Bonham. I have three calls I have to get before I take another break to promise to these people. Joyce, how can I help?
I planted an autumn blaze red maple last year, mm-hmm. and it made it through the summer and all and came out this year. But the leaves on the ends of the leaves all turn brown, and then they're just paper thin, and they're just all of them are brown on the end. And
okay.
I don't know if I'm doing wrong or what.
Yeah, that's moisture stress. That's a similar thing to the call I had an hour or so ago where you have the tips of leaves or the edges of leaves that are the brown area. Those are the parts that are the farthest from the roots, and so they dry out first and they get water last. As I used the same example last hour, and that is that in humans, if we have circulatory problems with diabetes or with frostbite, it's the tips of our toes, the tips of our fingers. Same kind of issue. And so that's moisture stress. Most likely the tree has gotten too dry at some point, just one time, or it could be you put too much fertilizer on it and burned the roots. It could be leftover damage from last summer. It just root loss of some sort. It just a lot of variables, but it all comes right back to moisture stress. It could be, I don't think it is, but it could be borers in the trunk. Sometimes you'll see those on other types of trees that are more vulnerable, and you'll see this browning around the edges. It's moisture stress.
It doesn't have anything to do with the kind of soil or a lack of something in the soil?
No. Autumn blaze will do okay for you in Bonham.
Well, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, that's a starting point. It's not a very good answer, but it's all that we can determine without watching how
you
operate.
I went on the Internet, and I read on the Internet about autumn blaze red maple, and one of the things they said on there for that, one of them, my understanding was that you can put too much water on them and cause it, but it didn't make sense to me.
Well, yeah, and Joyce, that might be true in, let me pick a place, Miami Beach. They're going to grow that one in Miami. Someplace where it rains a great, Houston. There we go, Houston. That could be true in Houston if you had it planted at the low spot in your yard. And I mean, let's just use all the extreme examples we can. But in Bonham, Texas, it would be awfully hard to overwater a tree.
What I'm thinking.
Especially in the last 18 months.
Right.
Usually it's either transplant shock or it got too dry one time. As I admitted last hour on the other call, there have been plenty of times in the 35 years I've lived and gardened in the same location in Collin County, been plenty of times I've ended up buying second plants because, oh man, I forgot to water that one out there.
Well, is it likely to recover?
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody with severe thirst coming out of the desert and you just get a phone call that they are in bad shape because of thirst, will he recover? And you say, well, I don't know. It's going to have to wait and see. And that's the same answer here.
Okay.
I would look to make sure there's no damage to the trunk, and I would keep it moist and move forward and see what happens.
Okay.
That's all I can suggest. I appreciate your call. Jim in River Oaks, this is Neil. How can I help?
Yes, thanks, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem with bamboo cane. My neighbor on the south side of me has bamboo along the west fence, and that cane comes underneath my cyclone fence. Obviously, it's not a barrier. Can I dig down and put some type of a barrier to stop that from growing?
Yeah, you can, and that's probably the only way you're going to stop it unless he bulldozes out what he has. Now, you're talking about bamboo that has golden stems and has leaflets, leaves, that are the size of your fingers versus the size of your arm, correct?
Well, this is the type of cane that they use to make fishing poles with.
All right. But cane is a different plant. Bamboo is a different plant. They're two different plants. That's why when you say bamboo cane, I'm thinking, all right, it's oak pine. Well, it's one or the other. It's not both. And so, yeah, it's probably bamboo. Bamboo is what's used for flooring. It's used for fishing poles.
Right.
Different types of bamboo, but nonetheless, that's exactly right. Cane looks like corn.
Okay.
And you'll see it growing in fields outside town, usually not so much in urban landscapes. It's not as invasive. Bamboo, the only way you could possibly stop it from coming in, and this is going to be extreme, I think your neighbor owes you the courtesy of helping you with this project, is to trench probably 30 or 36 inches deep and then put some kind of impenetrable barrier there.
Wow.
Pouring concrete in would be the best way. Short of that, then at least corrugated fiberglass overlapped by 4 or 5 inches. It's the most invasive plant we have. People who say, I just want it as a screen, and I say, you are making a horrible mistake. Oh, no, I can deal with it. And then they call back 10 years later and say, man, I wish I'd listened to you.
Yeah, I have to dig that stuff up constantly.
I have
a planter box I'm trying to put in the southwest corner of my yard, and I want to put a tropical look back there, but I don't want that stuff growing in it because it literally takes over.
It takes over entire neighborhoods.
Thank you
very amazing. I've said before, I voted against the location of the Dallas Arboretum. I was a single member of a 3-member site selection and recommendation committee, And I said, I cannot with clear conscience recommend 8525 Garland Road because the camp estate is covered in cane. Well, that's where the arboretum ended up being. And I didn't think about the fact that they could bring in blades, big bulldozers, and take it out. And that's what they did. They had to dig it out. It's not something you can kill with a herbicide, unfortunately, and certainly not when it's coming up in a landscape. If you were just trying to kill it in a field, you might be able to do so. But anyway, Jim, good luck with it. It's just the barricade I talked about is not impossible. Frank in Frisco, this is Neil. Thank you for calling. How can I help you, Frank?
Hey, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have an ornamental magnolia, and this year it didn't bloom at all.
Right, and when you say ornamental magnolia, all magnolias I know of are classified as ornamental trees. Is this white flowering or pink flowering?
White flowering, and it may be called a little gem.
Little gem is a dwarf southern magnolia. I'm with you now. I had a little gem in my landscape. In fact, I still have it, and it did not bloom at all for the first 6 or 8 years that I had it. It had to get established. A lot of trees will do that. I had Majestic Beauty, which is a large magnolia, elsewhere in my landscape and still do, and it didn't bloom for the first 10 years that I had it because it was growing and becoming a tree. I wouldn't worry about that. Now, sometimes they will bloom very nicely in the nursery, but they're in containers. They're kind of contained and a little bit slowed down by the container. And then when we put them in the landscape, they just really take off, and they're very vegetative for a while, very strong growers. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, well, the last 3 years it's bloomed, prior years.
Well, suit yourself. I wouldn't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
No, they vary. I don't think I had probably on my little gem this year, I don't think I had probably 20% the blooms that I've had other years. And I think a lot of that's due to last summer.
Okay, so maybe the leaves there, like you were talking about earlier, maybe from heat stress, that's why they're turning brown and black at their ends?
That's exactly it. It's the only answer I have for that one. I'm a one-trick pony on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Nick.
I think it probably needs moisture, and I'll bet you'll find that other years it'll bloom better for you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting so patiently for me. All right, Sarah and Jeff and Janet will be my final three calls, and we'll come to you in just a moment. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We've been publishing our magazine now for 26 years, and I'm really proud of our team and what we have put out and what we continue to put out. We have a wonderful team. We're a small publication in terms of staff. We're not Time Life Publication, that's for sure. We have single digit in employees, and I'm really proud of the team that makes this happen. We have a lot of freelance writers who provide us wonderful stories. Here is our special offer for you. It's good until 11 o'clock today, and that may be the end of the offer. It's the first time I've ever done this, ever, in 26 years. 1 year is $23.95, and you can get a gift card, a gift subscription for someone else with their subscription coming at half price, just $11.97. So you get your subscription at $23.95 and their subscription at $11.97, or you can give yourself the gift and you get a 2-year subscription for $35.92. Normally it would be $42.95, so it's more than a $7 savings. You're coming out like a winner either way on this thing. You're looking like a hero when you give it as a gift. They're going to love it. It's written just for the state of Texas by the finest garden writers in Texas. It's won the national awards as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 11 today. This is not even on my website. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before this offer goes away. It may go away in 10 minutes. 1-800-752-4769.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and one of the nicest things we ever did for our landscape was to invest in landscape lighting from Lentz Landscape Lighting. Dick Lentz has been a friend of mine for a long time. We've had Lentz Landscape Lighting in our gardens now for 20 years or longer. You can go to their website and see a lot of what they do. That's LentzLandscapeLighting.com, L-E-N-T-Z, LentzLandscapeLighting.com. It's great for safety and security, but I like it for the aesthetics. You'll have full moonlight, 365 nights a year. Dick Lentz is one of the really nice people in the world, and his crews do incredible landscape lighting. You'll see why I get so excited. 972-241-0622. That's Lentz Landscape Lighting. 972-241-0622. They are true artists in the field of landscape illumination. They are the best, and you'll see why. Lentz Landscape Lighting at 972-241-0622. LentzLandscapeLighting.com.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you've interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have two meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a time,
serenity. Thank you, Samantha. Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstones, decorative cobblestones, boulders, river rock, they have it all. Gravel, you bet. Pavestone, you bet. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. They invite you to visit their outside showroom of extensive displays Monday through Saturday. They'll inspire you and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. These are nice people. Mike Wisnett and his son Derek, the son and grandson of the founder, have done a wonderful job of growing this business. And it is a playground of stone, beautiful stone and gravel and rock. It is my kind of place from all the different hardscaping elements that you might want. WhizQ professionals conduct free how-to classes, and next Saturday they will have on June 30 how to build a backyard water garden. Classes are at 10. They're in the lifestyle display gardens at WhizQ Stone. That's Saturday, June 30, how to build a backyard water garden. Visit the experts at WhizQ Stone at their display gardens. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South. For more information, call 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. WhizQ.com. It's WhizQ Stone. Randy Williams has been filling in for Lee Riza this morning and running our boards and doing a wonderful job with it. Randy, it's nice to work with you again. I miss you. I know you have a better gig earlier in the morning doing the newscast, but boy, we miss you. You're good. Also, my thanks to Charlie Trudeau, the Collin County Master Gardener, who's been training today to be a screener for my program, and to Michelle Shook for being the mentor, and to Dwayne Sanders for catching phone calls and screening my callers. My thanks to Jerry Overton for newscast, and to you for listening. And right now we go to Sarah in Plano. Sarah, this is Neil. How can I help?
Yes, I have a tomato garden, and it's been really a great season for the tomatoes. But the last few weeks, I've noticed this flying insect, probably a half an inch long. It's a two-part body, kind of has a needle nose that penetrates into the tomato. And there might be, 7 to 10 of these little flying creatures on the tomato, depending on how big the tomato is. And I've used 7 dozen.
Hang on just a second. How large are the insects?
It's about a half an inch long to an inch long. They're pretty good size.
All right. And then what damage do you see on the tomatoes? Do you see a big spot that develops around that puncture wound?
Yes, and then a hole.
Yeah, those are probably stink bugs. Stink bugs will do that to fruit. They do it to tomatoes, and they also do it to
to peaches. And they'll
and
ruin.
Flying, these do fly.
Oh, yeah. And they'll ruin the fruit, both in appearance and in flavor. They're very difficult to eliminate. Probably the best thing you can do is to harvest your tomatoes early. That's the very best thing you can do anyway with tomatoes now, is to get them as they start to change color and lay them on newspaper indoors where they won't crack from the sun scald, they won't split, you won't have mockingbirds, you won't have stink bug damage, and you do not lose flavor, you do not lose nutritional value by letting them ripen indoors. So that's what I would recommend. That's a whole lot more, a whole lot better than being out there spraying all the time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Jeff in Dallas, this is Neil. How can I help you?
I've got a question about liriope.
Yes,
I've got the older style, you know, the creeping, the one that spreads more.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it in, and it's got a few little, some of the leaves have brown tips, which I wasn't too worried about. But now some horizontal bands have showed up on some of the leaves that are yellow bands about an inch long, horizontal all the way across the leaf. Is that a fungal problem or some disease?
I have never seen that in my life, and I have grown probably at my home have half an acre of mondo grass and liriope combined, and I've never seen that happen. The only plants I can only name two plants that I can think of that have horizontal banding across the leaf veins, and one of them is zebra grass, and the other was a weird white pine at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Only two plants in my life. I've never seen that. Otherwise, the leaves look normal. They're not crimped or folded or anything?
No, they're pretty good dark green.
Have you used any kind? I only have about a minute, and I want to get one quick answer in for Janet. Have you used any kind of a weed killer anywhere nearby?
No. Nothing.
All right.
Nothing there.
All right, Jeff. I'm gonna ask you to post a photo of that, a good close-up photo, on my Facebook page, or if you take my electronic newsletter, eGardens, send a photo there, and I will make a final pass through to see if there's a question from you there. You can sign up for it at neilsperry.com. It comes out this Thursday, and you go to my homepage at neilsperry.com. You'll see the sign up for eGardens down the lower right. Janet in Alba, chinaberry tree that fell. She wants to use it as a mulch. I don't have any problem with that. Grind it up. I use it on top of the ground. It won't do anything to harm anything. If you want to compost it a while, you could use it both as a mulch or as a soil amendment once it's fully decayed. Thank you, everybody. Join us next week, 8 until 11. I'm Neil Sperry. Happy gardening.